Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
NASA has never known anything like it. An explosion hundreds of thousands of miles from Earth. A spacecraft leaking oxygen and losing power. A crew freezing in the darkness at risk of suffocation.
People can despise the Beatles. People can hate the Beatles. People can hate everything they stand for, but they can't change the world. And the world loves the Beatles. I can go anywhere in the world, as I've gone as a working comic for the last 50 years on the ships. I've worked all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, everywhere. I've worked everywhere. People will say, Liverpool, you know the Beatles.
I don't like
if
that.
If we want a change to happen, why do I have to wait until 18?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I feel like they should lower it because we have something to say, too. We should have a say in who our president is. If I had a say, I would have not picked.
Do y'all not how long?
Today, we'll sample three podcasts, get set for 13 Minutes to the Moon, Beatles City, and Democracy and Z. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. For most of us, the moon is an abstract place and nothing more than a pretty thing to look at in the sky. But for a select few, it's a destination. On this week's first featured podcast, 13 Minutes to the Moon, you'll hear some of the most remarkable stories from NASA's historic lunar missions. Season 1 focused in on Apollo 11's mission that got America hooked on space, and now Season 2 is in full swing as it covers the harrowing tale of Apollo 13, which narrowly avoided disaster as it was forced to change plans just a few days into the mission. With immersive theme music from Hans Zimmer and the expert storytelling of BBC presenter Kevin Fong, 13 Minutes to the Moon shuttles you back in time to the golden age of NASA's lunar exploration. So strap in and begin the countdown to a sample clip, which is here, from the episode titled Time Bomb Apollo 13. It's from Season 2, and it sets the scene for the catastrophe that will soon unfold. After just 2 days, the equipment malfunctions are worsening, and it becomes clear that NASA's third bid to land on the moon was flawed from the start.
Friday, April 17th, 1970. This is the closing act of the mission of Apollo 13, NASA's aborted expedition to the moon. 4 days ago, their spacecraft was crippled by an explosion. Since then, mission control has battled round the clock just to keep the crew alive. Across the globe, millions of radios and television sets are tuned in to witness the astronauts' fate. The world is watching, waiting.
We're now coming to the moment, the last moments of Apollo 13, as it comes in, as it begins its re-entry. The best thing we can do now is just to listen and hope.
The last few seconds down to re-entry. At this point, there's very little anybody can do, including the astronauts, except wait as they come in through the uppermost fringes of the Earth's atmosphere.
You're coming back from the moon at 35,000 feet per second. That is hauling the mail. And you got to do it just right.
The computers put them on course. All anybody can do now is cross their fingers.
NASA has never known anything like it. An explosion hundreds of thousands of miles from Earth, a spacecraft leaking oxygen and losing power, a crew freezing in the darkness at risk of suffocation. This is the final moment of truth. Everything now hangs on the capsule's heat shield and the hope that it can protect them from the fire of re-entry.
Apollo Control, Houston, we've just had loss of signal from Honeysuckle.
And they've lost them on the main radio contact antenna in Australia at Honeysuckle Creek.
Sleep-deprived and at the end of their tether, astronauts Jim Lovell, Fred Hayes and Jack Swigert are caged inside their capsule, hurtling through the scorching atmosphere, watching the flicker of inferno through their windows. The fierce heat of re-entry charges the air around them, creating a wall through which radio signals cannot pass.
Just about now, they should be going through the moment of maximum heat. And we'll only know whether or not that heat shield was damaged by the explosion 3 days ago, when they come out of radio blackout in just over 2 minutes.
A sample from 13 Minutes to the Moon from the BBC. Hear the gripping tale of Apollo 13 and other epic space exploration stories from NASA's history on 13 Minutes to the Moon, available now on WVXU.org and the Start Here podcast collection. No, we're not headed back to the present day just quite yet. Our next podcast stops off in Liverpool in the early 60s for a close-up look at the origins of a band that changed the course of music history forever. Hosts Laura Davis and Ellen Kerwin welcome you to Beatles City, a journey through the early years of the Beatles as told by people who were there. Featuring exclusive interviews with ex-band members, family, and even Sir Paul himself, Beatles City gives you a look inside the lives and minds of the musical moguls like never before. From their early childhood homes to their Liverpool days playing as the Quarrymen to rocking a sold-out Shea Stadium, the history of the Beatles is rich with big characters, big egos, and incredible music. So book your trip to Beatles City and dive in. To help you, here's a sample from an episode of Beatles City featuring Pete Price. He's a Liverpool comedian and radio presenter, and he remembers his time in Liverpool fondly and was even responsible for organizing a protest outside the Cavern where the band played when Pete Best was kicked out of the band. In this clip, he describes the Liverpool fans' simultaneous excitement and concern when the band's singles started taking off.
And when you'd done the march, what was it like? How many people were there? And
oh, it was a busy march. When Pete Best was sacked, there was a busy march. It was also a busy march when the singles started taking off nationally because we were worried sick. We thought we'd lose them, and we did lose them.
Yeah.
We did lose them.
Well, that's something that you don't really hear much of, do you? You don't hear about, you know, the people who was almost protesting about Pete and about the first single.
But it's selfish, really, because it is selfish. You want them to do well, but, you know, they're ours. You can't have us. They're ours. You know, get off. You know, there was always a rivalry, by the way, between Manchester and Liverpool over the music. Always a rivalry. It was incredible.
Well, was there ever almost a little bit of bitterness, you know, from the Merseybeat?
I would say more than a little bit of bitterness, a lot of bitterness with a lot of people. One thing about Liverpool people I love, and Merseyside, is we're very protective of our own, and we're very, that's ours. That's the passion that we have, and that's the passion. And we had some fabulous, fabulous musicians, some incredible talent. Some of those, I feel sorry for people like you, young people like you, that have missed out because you can't explain how fantastic it is. Whatever, people can despise the Beatles, people can hate the Beatles, people can hate everything they stand for, but they can't change the world, and the world loves the Beatles. I can go anywhere in the world, as I've gone as a working comic for the last 50 years on the ships. I've worked all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, everywhere. I've worked everywhere. People will say, Liverpool, do you know the Beatles? So what does that tell you? How much money? Of course, we've got two football teams. Of course, we've got a lot more. But let's never forget what we got from the Beatles.
And back then, you said you wanted the statue because you thought we weren't, you know, making enough and shouting about them enough. Do you think that's still the case today? Do you think maybe we could make more of a thing of the Beatles in Liverpool?
I don't think we could do any more. I think we've done a great job. I think in the early days, we should be ashamed of ourselves, but I think we've done a great job.
The podcast, Beatles City, from Liverpool Echo. Follow the rise of the world's most influential band from the early days to the end with Beatles City, available now on the WVXU app and in the Start Here collection on WVXU.org. In these fragile and unprecedented times, it's more important than ever to hear the voices of the people who stand to lose the most. Young people will be forced to deal with the fallout of our current world for years to come. And it's about time we start hearing what they have to say. Well, that's exactly the goal of this week's featured local podcast, Democracy and Z. A new project from Cincinnati Public Radio, Democracy and Z is a student-run podcast designed to lift up the voices of Generation Z, the cohort that comes after the millennials. The show features voices from communities all across Cincinnati, sharing their unique and valuable perspectives on issues like immigration, gun control, and the environment. And here's a great example. From the episode called Hopes, Dreams, and Fears, today's guests explore the thoughts about the future in the face of uncertainty. In this clip, they talk about the lives they aspire to lead and the kind of people they aspire to be.
I want to be like Mulala.
I said her name right. But like, I just feel like what she did was like, I want to be that brave. Like, you know, you ever want to be like that determined and that brave? Like, after what, like everything she been through, I just want to be like, I don't know how to describe it. I just want to fight. Like,
be strong enough?
Yeah, I want to be... I'm just defend trying to be...
yourself.
Yeah. I just want to be, like, out there. Out there actually doing something. Doing something that's relevant. Doing something that's actually helping people instead of just nothing.
You know, today with our politics, we learned the Bill of Rights and all. Yeah, no, you're making a face.
How y'all feel about politics?
We need to learn how are you gonna vote without learning. Like, you're growing up. They're saying vote at 18, vote, and you need to learn what you're gonna vote for. And if you want a change to happen, we need to choose what leader we want.
Bro, I don't like
if
that.
If we want a change to happen, why do I have to wait until 18?
Right, bro? That's what I'm saying. I feel like they should lower it because we have something to say too. We should have a say in who our president is. If I had a say, I would have not picked.
Do y'all know how long, like how much stuff could change? Like over the years, like before I even turn 18, so much stuff would happen. Like, I don't like that for one.
I honestly feel like I feel like we should do something, like get, I don't know if it'll help, but like get something to try and lower the age, because I don't know if they'll do it, but I feel like we can make a change. Like, we have a lot to say. We experience a lot. And yes, other generations experience stuff too, but I feel like we can actually make a change. And us waiting until 18, a lot of stuff can happen in that time span, and we may not get to experience everything.
Yeah, why do they why is it 18? Why do they let adults vote? What is the difference, I feel like?
It's just the age.
What are the difference?
It still has teen in it. You still have 19 to go.
I mean, it takes long for certain people to reach an age where they can become mature enough and think through. I know. I understand.
But adults not even mature. Like,
right. It's some adults I'm way more mature than.
They don't even have their life together. Like, they don't know what they want to be in their adults. But you letting them people... choose
vote
who, like choose for me, speak for me, and they don't know what they want to do with their life. That's not fair.
A sample of Democracy in Z from Cincinnati Public Radio. You can hear more from the next generation of leaders on Democracy in Z, available now on WVXU.org, at the Cincinnati Radio Podcast app, and on the Start Here Podcast Collection. It's chart time, our weekly look at the up-and-comers reaching the top of the Apple Podcast charts, as reported by iTunesCharts.net. Along with quarantining and sheltering-in-place orders we face across the country, we're having to deal with far fewer new podcasts being created and introduced. That's bound to change, but for now, it's like we've frozen in time with the top three podcasts, Unlocking Us with Brené Brown, The Daily from the New York Times, and, of course, The Joe Rogan Experience, all locked in the top of the Apple Podcast charts. So we need to reach down a bit on the charts to find a chart debuter, and we did that. It's called The Wire, Way Down in the Hole. Based on the iconic HBO series The Wire, host Jemele Hill and Van Latham recap, break down, and analyze every episode of the 5-season hit series. The Wire, Way Down in the Hole, debuting last week on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about The Wire and the other podcasts that we featured today on Start Here, check out the email newsletter we have. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.